With What's News, I'm Charlie Turner in New York for The Wall Street Journal. Amazon founder Jeff Bezos has accused the National Enquirer's publisher of trying to blackmail him in connection with a story it ran on his alleged infidelity. Stick around. We'll have more on this in a moment. First, here are some headlines. At a very contentious hearing on Capitol Hill, Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker testified he has not interfered in the special counsel's Russia investigation and hasn't shared information about it with President Trump or top White House officials. And in his opening remarks, Mr. Whitaker again cited the president's executive privilege with regard to the probe.
I will continue the long-standing executive branch practice of not disclosing information that may be subject to executive privilege, such as the contents of conversations with the president.
Mr. Whitaker, who's been a critic of the Russia investigation, repeatedly squared off with Democrats on the House Judiciary Committee who've been concerned the acting AG was appointed by Mr. Trump to undercut the investigation. Mr. Whitaker quickly tussled with Democrat Gerald Nadler of New York as the chairman pressed for more details about Mr. Whitaker's level of knowledge and involvement with the Mueller probe.
At a press conference last week, sir, you said that you have been fully briefed on the special counsel's investigation. I would like to better understand that comment. Yes or no, since your appointment as acting attorney general, have you been briefed on criminal or counterintelligence matters within the special counsel's purview?
Chairman, thank you for that question. As you know, I cannot talk about ongoing investigations.
But you can say whether you've been briefed or not.
And as you commented about my recent press conference, as it relates to the special conference, the special counsel's investigation, I have been briefed on it.
So the answer is yes. Thank you.
Another question from Mr. Nadler concerned a briefing Mr. Whitaker attended in December after he decided not to recuse himself from the Russia investigation.
Yes or no, at any point since that briefing, have you communicated any information you learned in that briefing to President Trump?
Mr. Chairman, I know that there is a unique
it's a yes or no
special
question,
interest
sir.
In this. I'm
it's
sorry.
It's a yes or no question. Have you communicated anything you learned in that briefing about the investigation to President Trump, yes or no?
Mr. Chairman, as I've said earlier today in my opening remarks, I do not intend today to talk about my private conversations with the President of the United States. But to answer your question, I have not talked to the President of the United States about the special counsel's investigation.
So the answer is no. Thank you.
In other news, the Labor Department says the number of work stoppages throughout the U.S. last year hit the highest level since 2007, driven in part by teacher strikes across the country. Almost 500,000 workers participated in strikes and other labor disputes last year, the largest number of workers taking part since the late 1980s. The Labor Department said the largest stoppages by the number of days idle involved teacher protests in Arizona and in Oklahoma. Labor Secretary Alexandra Acosta said last month that strikes by teachers and other union members is a sign of a healthy labor market. He saw a parallel with workers quitting their job at increased rates. The Wall Street Journal says America's military ally in Syria has become an important supplier of crude oil to the regime of President Bashar al-Assad, showing the gaps in efforts by Washington to put economic pressure on a government it opposes. Sources tell the Wall Street Journal that the Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces, or SDF, is delivering oil to Qatari Group, a Syrian broker targeted by U.S. and European sanctions for supplying fuel to Mr. Assad's government. The oil comes from desert territory in eastern Syria under the control of the SDF, a group of militias working with U.S. troops still stationed in the country. Still ahead, Jeff Bezos accuses the National Enquirer's publisher of attempted blackmail. In a story with political overtones, Amazon.com founder Jeff Bezos accused American Media, the publisher of the National Enquirer, of trying to blackmail him by threatening to release embarrassing intimate photos of him. This stems from a story the Enquirer published about an alleged extramarital affair Mr. Bezos had. Let's dive into this with the Wall Street Journal's Lucas Alpert. Lucas, Mr. Bezos's accusation appeared in a lengthy blog post he wrote on Medium. What does the Amazon founder claim that American Media did?
He says that, you know, in the aftermath of the original publication in January about his affair, that they had approached him to say that they possessed like lurid photographs, selfies, you know, maybe of his private parts, that kind of thing, and that they asked him to – he had hired private investigators to find out how this information had gotten into their hands. And they said, well, you know, basically sort of veiled threat, we would run these pictures or release them in some way unless you call off the dogs, basically, including the Washington Post, which had been sort of digging around on this as well, which he owns.
Now, for its part, we should say American media says it acted lawfully, and to make it short, it will conduct its own investigation. Mm-hmm. Now, Mr. Bezos says he received an email from a top American media exec referring to the photos.
Right. Well, he published in his post a copy of an email from Dylan Howard, who's the chief content officer of American media. He's effectively the editor-in-chief of the National Enquirer, in which he's detailed. He said, you know, in light of the story that the Washington Post is investigating, which they ran earlier this week, you should be aware we have these photos. Here's what they are. It would be a shame if, you know, they slipped out into the world.
And, of course, the email came just hours before a Washington Post article alleging possible political motivations behind the Enquirer's expose into Mr. Bezos's love life. And, of course, Mr. Bezos owns the Post. Mr. Bezos is going through a divorce, and it seems like the background of this is very political. The divorce terms have not been made public. And also, Mr. Bezos wrote in the Post that he hired some sort of security consultant to look into this.
Yeah, he hired a private investigator to investigate how his text messages to the alleged paramour had gotten into the hands of the National Enquirer. You know, they were gushing kind of love letter kind of things that were, you know, embarrassing, certainly. It was a little bit of a step beyond what the rest of the story was, which was, you know, the National Enquirer following around with photographs, you know, kind of more reporting legwork kind of stuff. They had obviously somehow gotten into his telephone or her telephone, somehow got a hold of this stuff, which alarmed him.
Lucas, the politics behind this is pretty obvious, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Jeff Bezos, as we said, owns the Washington Post, which has been a frequent target of President Trump's ire. Mr. Bezos and Mr. Trump have sparred with each other for years. And, of course, Mr. Trump has known American media CEO David Pecker for decades. Mr. Pecker has been a vigorous supporter of the president. Why don't you talk about all this?
Oh, yeah. So, sure. You know, obviously, there's a long-running kind of tension between the White House and the Washington Post. And, you know, President Trump has, you know, frequently taken to Twitter to dismiss them as fake news, and he's, you know, personally attacked Bezos, who owns it. At the same time, you have the National Enquirer, the parent company American Media. The CEO is a man named David Pecker, who's a staunch supporter of Donald Trump, and they've gotten into trouble in the past for buying stories that were damaging to Trump and then not running them. It's a practice called catch and kill. And they've been engaged with federal prosecutors who were investigating Trump's personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, and they had made an agreement to participate in that.
This divorce that Mr. Bezos has been going through, ending his 25-year marriage, it could have big implications for his stake in Amazon. It's made him a billionaire many, many times over.
Right. Yeah, it's a little unclear exactly how that would play out. You know, as I think has been reported, there was no prenuptial agreement. You know, his wife would be entitled to take half, I suppose, if it really came to it. You know, what the terms of that negotiation or agreement might be is yet to kind of surface yet. But, you know, in theory, if she wanted to really go after him, she could, I suppose, take half his stake, which would be a substantial portion of that company.
And also, there is a Saudi Arabia angle to this tied to the murder of Washington Post contributor Jamal Khashoggi.
Yeah. So, you know, in his message, Mr. Bezos sort of raised this question. He didn't really get into a lot of detail, but, you know, raising a Saudi connection. We know that AMI in the past has approached the Saudi Sovereign Wealth Fund to get financial backing and, you know, issuing bonds, that kind of thing. Unclear. I don't think, you know, they never were able to really do that. But, you know, they've had some relationship there. What exactly Mr. Bezos is suggesting is a little unclear, but, you know, he's made that connection. Obviously, the Washington Post has written critically about them, you know, in light of the death of their colleague.
Can anybody tell what's next, what the next shoe to drop is? Who moves next?
I mean, it's a fast-moving story, obviously, and there's a lot of angles and different areas that this can come in. This has kind of been the way every time the National Enquirer sort of rocks up and anything involving anything. It's been quite a roller coaster, so hard to say at this point.
I'm waiting for the next tweet from Mr. Trump.
Right.
Wall Street Journal reporter Lucas Alpert joining us here in the studio. Thanks, Lucas.
Thank you.
And that's What's News. I'm Charlie Turner in New York for the Wall Street Journal.